The Financial Crisis, as his book wrote, along with Bethany McLean. And that does it for our broadcast. This week, we'll be bringing you Derek Jensen. We'll also be bringing you The Hour with John le Carré, the famous spy novelist, for our Thanksgiving and Day After specials. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Berkshire, Fabio Caduceo, Armante Angel, Kamen, Steve Martinez, Nicole Salazar, Hani Masood, Robbie Karam, Mike DiFilippo, Miguel Nogueira, engineer. Special thanks to Becca Staley, Julie Crosby. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
90.1 FM WUSB 90.1 FM.
Coming to you from Long Island Sound, where the hippest music can be found, like a buried treasure underground. Clam Radio. Since 1961, getting absolutely nothing done. Clam Radio. Right.
CLAMRADIO.WUSB.FM.
Airwaves, sound waves from under the real waves.
Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Can you dig it?
No. Out of the way. Hello? Can you move, please? Please get out of the way. What are all these people doing in here? Be on the microphone. Thank you. Thank you. This is WUSB. Move, please. Thank you. This is WUSB Stony Brook. It's time now for Off the Wall. Can I just press that button?
Thank you.
Folks, we're dealing with a situation here. We're going to be on the air as soon as we possibly can. Please stand by and please be patient. Thank you. It's just, we can't have this many people in. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude. And I'm sorry if I snapped before. Greetings. It's Emmanuel here for Off the Wall, tonight's edition. And apparently this caught me unaware again. I don't know why people just don't call me. But tonight's the semifinal for the whole Starbucks thing. And I don't know who set this up, but there are literally hundreds of people here now, and they were in the studio before, and we couldn't we couldn't even get to the equipment to start the show, and somebody unplugged something before. Just, we cannot have this many people, and please continue to usher them out into. They can be in the conference room. That's okay if we can fit them in there. But I really don't understand how we can get so many people into the studio, let alone the conference room. I mean, they're stacked out in the hallway. Their car is parked in the grass outside. I honestly don't get what the allure is. We're tonight's the semifinal. We eliminate the number of Starbucks that I'll go to two from four. Big deal. Because we want to start with the. That's exactly what I was afraid of. Let's get them out. All right. Is that everybody? Oh my goodness! I mean, how do these things happen? What? How do I even? I'm so sorry I ever started this way back in January. I see you crouching there. You can't stay in this room. All right. Kids, people bring their kids here, and I don't know what is it. What do they expect to see? I'm just going to press a button in a little while, and we'll make the number go from four to two. You know, I don't even want to think what's going to happen on December 7th when we announce the winner. But... I'm seeing what they're doing inside, and you really can't get more people in there. I know I kicked them out of this room, but you're going to have to put them someplace else because we're talking about, I'm just worried there's enough oxygen in that room with that many people there. And is this fun? Is this something that you all enjoy in there? Because I just don't get the fun. Can we bring a mic up in there? Did they pull the microphone cable out? I mean, I'd like to. let me see if I can. Can we just? Okay. Can we? Is anybody there? You guys even listening to the radio? Hello? All right. It sounds like they're having fun at least. But you? With the striped shirt? Can? Wait. He's waving back. Can the microphone? Yeah, the microphone. Talk into the... No, don't unplug the mic. Oh, good Lord. This is why you... Let's turn it off. This is why we need people that are trained to be in the radio station. You can't just let mobs in here. Now we have a mob in here, and I don't know what we're going to do. How are we going to get them out of here? I have a show planned, all right? I only remembered about the semifinal about an hour or two before the show. And, you know, if somebody had called me... I actually, you know what? I saw signs around campus last week saying, get your tickets for the semifinal. I assumed they were talking about some kind of game. And then I realized, you know, it's not the time of the season for playoffs. And if it was, Stony Brook probably wouldn't qualify. So did somebody actually sell tickets to be in the radio station tonight? Because I think you're going to have an angry mob when they realize how little there is to see here. All right. We'll get to it. But you know, there has to be some order in there, and I'm not going to risk anybody's safety. I really wanted to talk about some of the things we were discussing last week because a lot of that was very, very interesting. Concerning the TSA, concerning the strip search, well, not the strip searches, but you know, the searches that are rather invasive. The back scanner. Body scanning things that are going on in there. Why don't I just, I'll get into that while people calm down inside, and then hopefully we'll get to the rest of what we have to do here tonight. Interesting piece in the Los Angeles Times. This kind of annoyed me. It kind of annoyed me a lot, actually. It's an editorial. Do you know what the title of this editorial is? Can people not press their faces up against the glass? It's so distracting. Yeah, it's crowded, I know, but that's just rude. I'm just going to look away. The title is editorial. Is Shut Up and Be Scanned. I'm not kidding. I could not make this up. Shut Up and Be Scanned, the Los Angeles Times. Would you rather pose for a nude photograph or be groped by a federal employee? To hear many flyers these days, those are the only two choices for air passengers as the TSA installs full body scanners at airports and introduces a more invasive pat-down technique that some have likened to sexual molestation. We're not wild about the new methods either, but they're a necessity, rather a necessary evil, in the era of suicide bombers who board planes with chemical explosives in their underwear. Okay, a couple of things here. Now, if I was to carry, say, chemical explosives in, my pocket, might somebody detect that? Might a machine detect that? I don't have to hide it in my underwear. I don't get my pockets searched every time I go onto an airplane. There are plenty of places I could hide something besides those areas that people object most to being touched. Why, I could put something in the back of my throat for a little while. Maybe I'm doing that now. Yeah. It's entirely possible to hide things in all kinds of places. The question is, are these scanners, the scanners we use today, picking up the things they're supposed to be picking up? Now, we're told that, hey, the scanners will tell if there are explosives on somebody. They will tell if there's any kind of metal object, any kind of weapon, things like that. So are we saying now that, no, they don't do that. They don't do that at all. Somebody can simply stick TNT in their pockets and waltz on through the existing airport scanners. And nobody's done it until now. Nobody's ever tried that. You know, it seems like somebody fell down on a job in the past, and we all have to pay the price now because somebody did something in a particular way. And, of course, the only thing we can possibly plan for is if somebody does it in the exact same way, namely putting something in their underwear. Well, you know, they could also put it in their socks. You know, it's all kinds of ways you can hide things. The question is, are you able to detect certain items? And if you're going to say, well, we can't detect explosives, tell people that at least, so we can have a rational conversation without grabbing for our crotches. Continuing with this editorial here, I did put that in quotes, objections to the enhanced procedures are many and varied. Some center on the scanners, which are increasingly replacing metal detectors at airport terminals, and for good reason. Old-style detectors can't find the plastic or chemical bombs favored by today's terrorists. Yeah, you know, I still think either terrorists are extremely good-natured in not blowing up all kinds of things, or these things actually can detect. There are other methods of detecting chemical explosives or plastic explosives or things like that. It can't be just so easy that you can hide it on your person somewhere. And if it is, tell us that. Because I think everybody's under the impression that when you go through that scanner, you're safe and you've been checked. And, you know, the real issue is that our baggage, the baggage that we check onto airplanes, they're not getting checked. Oftentimes, they're not. Sometimes they are, but oftentimes they're not. I think that's a much bigger issue. You can hide a lot in there. Anyway, the new scanners effectively peer through passengers' clothing, earning them the nickname porno scanners. From such groups as We Won't Fly, a grassroots consumer organization. Passengers fear that the nearly nude images will be saved and disseminated, or they are just uncomfortable with the idea of a security screener peering at their bodies. Others fret that the scanners pose a health risk. And then there are those, such as software engineer John Tyner, who refused the scans only to be confronted with an even worse alternative, the new TSA pat-down, which leaves no area of the body unexplored. Oh, I beg to differ. I can find an area of my body that you will not explore. Yeah, I'll figure something out. I'll do surgery if I have to. I'll put something someplace and you won't find it. Anyway, Tyner became a YouTube star last weekend, and we talked about this last week, after he recorded his encounter with security officers at the San Diego International Airport on his cell phone and posted it online. In the audio-only recording, a TSA employee explains the search technique, which involves running a hand up the leg to the crotch in front and back, to which Tyner responds, "If you touch my junk, I'll have you arrested." Things go downhill from there, with Tyner eventually being threatened with a civil lawsuit for leaving the terminal without submitting to the search. And although Tyner might now be the most famous search objector, he is far from the only one. The Electronic Privacy Information Center has filed suit claiming that these scans violate the Fourth Amendment ban on unreasonable searches, and airline pilots union are complaining a lot. I mean, that's something that I think everybody sees the nonsense of some guy is piloting an airplane having to search his crotch for something that might bring down the airplane when he can do it at the touch of a finger inside the cockpit. There's... no bright line to indicate where our quest for security becomes intolerably invasive of our privacy, but we're still pretty sure the TSA hasn't yet crossed it. Although the pat-downs are seriously embarrassing, they're also usually voluntary. To avoid them, you just have to go through the scanner, and fears about the scanners have been overblown. Well, it's nice the LA Times knows all these things. They know the health risks. They know that the TSA has not yet crossed the line. I hope they tell us when these things do happen, when there is a health risk, when the lines have been crossed. I hope they're able to let us know, because obviously we can't judge that ourselves. Continuing here, images from the scanners are viewed in a separate room by an officer who never sees the passenger, whose face is automatically blurred. The TSA says the images cannot be saved, stored, or printed, but privacy advocates are skeptical. The U.S. Marshals Service admitted saving 35,000 images from a full-body scanner at a Florida courtroom this summer. So, you know, they say they don't save things, and except for the times when we do save things. Having seen the less than titillating images produced by the scanners, we doubt that they'll show up on internet porn sites anytime soon. Even if they did, the subjects in them would not be remotely recognizable. Of course, that kind of misses the whole point, doesn't it? It's like, yeah, okay, they lied to us. They're saving it anyway. But you know what? It's no big deal. You won't be recognized. So just suck it up and deal with it. Oh, boy, this... I'm sorry, I was looking away at that whole time, and there's even more people in there now. I don't know how, I mean, kudos to the people who are managing to fit more people in there. Can we, I didn't think that you could actually put people on the shelf like that. That's ingenious, but I don't know if it's safe. I don't know if they're going to hold that many people. Keep in mind, it's 26 after the hour, and we do have to do this, so they need to get their act together in there. that's interesting. But there's going to be one hell of a rush out of here when this ends. Oh boy! All right, can I get back to the story? And hopefully we'll let's turn them down. Hopefully we'll get this going. And yeah, I will be so happy when this whole Starbucks thing is over. All I did was mention one day, hey, you know what? I've never been to a Starbucks in my life. Wouldn't it be fun if we had some kind of elimination tournament and figure out which one I'll go to first? And I'm afraid what's going to happen when I actually do go to one. Are there going to be this many people there? All right. Continuing here. Where was I? This is so distracting. Equally shrug-worthy, continuing in the LA Times here, are the complaints about safety. About half the machines being deployed use X-ray technology that exposes passengers to radiation, yet the amount is so tiny, it would take 5,000 trips through the scanner to equal the exposure of a single chest X-ray, that it's hard to take seriously as a health risk. Flyers are exposed to cosmic radiation during their flights. That's many times the level of exposure from the scanners. Well, I think we can all agree that there's a lot we don't know about health risks. That's why so many people are coming down with cancer, because we don't know so many things. And I think anytime you say, well, you know what, there's no risk, you really had better know what you're talking about. You really had better have all the evidence to prove this. And you know what? We don't have all the evidence yet. Not for this, not for cell phones, not for a lot of things. So you wind up taking a risk. When you get in a car, you take a risk. When you use a cell phone, you take a risk. You know you're taking a risk. If you don't know you're taking a risk, you're not paying attention. But this, we're being told, take a risk. Because this is something that that you have to do. Yeah, it's either this or be groped. And don't think the groping is not some sort of punishment, because it certainly is. Of course, they say that's not good enough for groups like We Won't. What is that? Is that what I think it is? Bring this up. They have a singer in there. Oh my goodness. Okay, guys, this is over the top. I'm not doing the Star Spangled Banner. Bring this down again. No. If they want to hear that in there, that's fine. But we've got stories to read and things like that. This is... it has to be a sanity check somewhere. It really has to be. Oh, boy. Where am I? You know, I don't know which is more insane, the LA Times or what's going on in these studios. Of course, that's not good enough for groups like We Won't Fly. It's promoting a mass protest on November 24th. Hey, you know what? That's tomorrow. And a lot of people I know are flying tomorrow because it's the day before Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving. Second Thanksgiving I've had this year. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. It's gotten a lot of press. It's promoting a mass protest November 24th, the day before Thanksgiving, urging flyers to opt out of the full-body scanners. This will subject them to the far more intrusive and time-consuming pat-down instead, and if many people participate, it will render the traditionally long pre-Thanksgiving delays at airports positively unbearable. And, I'm not being disrespectful. Nobody told me about this. All because a few excessively body-conscious individuals. Yeah, that's right. Mock the people. Mock the people that object to this kind of thing. Because a few excessively body-conscious individuals are uncomfortable with a scan that's little more taxing or dangerous than going through a metal detector. The new scans might not be foolproof, but they'll wow, there's a lot of people in there. But they'll this is so hard for me to do. The new scans might not be foolproof, but they'll. All right, people, can you even hear me in there? Oh my goodness! All right, let me just finish. Let me just finish. Thank you. Okay, I got their attention. Let me just finish the sentence, and then we'll get into this whole Starbucks thing. Get it over with. The new scans might not be foolproof, but they'll spot more dangerous materials than the old detectors and keep passengers safer. If you can't handle such a minor inconvenience, perhaps you should stay on the ground. Well, here's another thing, LA Times. How do we know we're safe on the ground from these people that would do us harm? Might we have to do this kind of detection inside our malls, inside our churches, inside our schools? Maybe every time we get onto the highway, we should be groped and probed. Where does this end? It's absolute insanity. Absolutely crazy. And the thing that gets me the most is how many people support this. How many people actually say it's okay with them? Of course, when you ask people, are you asking people who are actually flying in airplanes, or are you just asking people who are sitting in their homes and not planning on leaving the county for the rest of their lives? Okay. I don't know. Okay, anyway, I digress. Well, I don't actually digress. This is what we're supposed to be talking about, but let's get into the whole thing. I just want to say hi to everybody. Can you hear me? Hi to everybody in the other room. Okay? They hear me good. I want to thank everybody for... thank you. Thanks. I want to thank everybody for showing up. I'm not sure where... You know, the car that I saw parked in the grass outside had Texas plates. So I don't know if people actually are coming all the way from Texas just to see it. They press a button on the computer to eliminate 4 into 2. Is there okay, anybody here from west of the Mississippi? Really? Oh my goodness. Wow. West of the Mississippi. You drove? Really? They drove their cars to get, and it's a good thing that I brought the list and the special program to do the okay, that's enough. Wow. Okay, well, I want to thank everybody again for coming. I want to thank WUSB. I want to thank thank all the cities, all the many cities that have been participating in this over the last year. It started over 1,000. I want to thank everybody for being a part of that. And I guess also we should thank Starbucks for... Oh, wow. That's quite a... Is that what this is about? Is this about coffee? Is this about... You know, it's all starting to make sense now. You're all so revved up on coffee that this kind of thing actually excites you. And okay, well, you know, like I said, I'm just gonna order tea or something. All right. Let's get on with today's activities, because we do have to move on with our lives. And we've prepared. I haven't prepared. Someone here has prepared a special intro for tonight's drawing. And what is this, another one of these commercial radio sounding jingles or something like that? All right, I'll just play it. Here we go. The quest for Starbucks continues. Wow. Okay. Thank you. And the laser show too on top of that. That's just laser pens people were flashing in there. If laser pens, that's dangerous, and don't point them in the studio. That's really not smart. But yeah, thanks for that intro to the last couple. Oh boy, we still have one more to go on December 7th. I'm so afraid. Maybe I'll just phone that show in. Oy. Okay. Well, here we are as we all get ready, and before we do the actual drawing, we're going to do a little bit of a profile as to the cities that that are left, and we start with Oklahoma City. That's right, the capital of Oklahoma. It's the largest city in the United States by land area, whose government is not consolidated with that of a county. Founded in 1889 with a current population of 1.2 million for the metro region, the city is known for such stars as Johnny Bench, Brad Pitt, Ron Howard, Garth Brooks, and the Flaming Lips. Her name is Yoshime. She's a black belt in karate. Working for She has to discipline her body, 'cause she knows that it's demanding to defeat those evil machines. I know she can beat them. Oh, Yoshime, they don't believe me, but you. I know. Our next stop is San Diego, the eighth largest city in the United States and the second largest in California. The area was inhabited for more than 10,000 years by the Comayay Indians, and in 1994 saw the San Diego Chargers play in the Super Bowl for the first time and only time. San Diego is known for luminaries like Art Linkletter, Regis Philbin, Ted Danson, and Chicano rapper Lil Rob.
What's up, is it? Nah, last night was the bomb on me. We got tore up, eh? But I woke up with this big hangover. Let me tell you. Little story about the cantina. I usually wait till Sunday to have my menudo, but it's Saturday. And I woke up all crudo. I think I had way too many shots of tequila. Mira, I heard I made a toast to mi vida. Left a big tip, mariachis took my grip. And the sad thing about it is I don't remember. Shh. Wait a minute, bartender, can you pass me a limon? And a nice coat that got there, thank you, Simon. Anyways, yesterday was the bomb all night long. Getting drunk off my ass, bottoms up on the glass. Presidente and co, 1800s, no joke. Got me feeling like I never felt before. So pour some more till I hit the floor or stumble out the door. And if that happens, it's time to hit the liquor store. Drink a Tecates or cerveza más fina. Taking shots of tequila while I'm in the cantina.
Catch me in.
But this can't be true, cause it's not even noon and I already had two. Times three, that's me taking all that I could take. You want me to promise that I won't drink, but that's a promise I can't make. So suffering hungover from the night before, but the only way to fix it is to drink some more. So did I? But of course, what you think? I'm sitting at the bar in front of beers and I won't drink. You gotta be kidding me, the buzz is hitting me. Got me feeling lightheaded. I'm headed to the park with the homies spark. But they have some pisco there también. A couple 12 packs that they jacked. I'm feeling like there ain't no end. Cause everywhere I go, there's alcohol till I fall. It's 7 o'clock, but will I make it to last call? Are you father's gonna be here for a while? If so, I'll see ya. But if not, you know where I'll be, homie, at the cantina.
Catch me in the cantina.
It's gonna be the same way as last night, homes, I betcha. Primos and friends from one end to the other end. The wicked, wicked rhino is getting drunk again, stumbling. I'm wasted, and it shows. And wouldn't be surprised if later on I'm throwing blows. Cause that's the way it goes, and everybody knows. But I'll just relax and go with the flow. Bartender, I'm ready for another shot. And won't stop until I drop. Or go to somebody, call the cops. My primo picked me up off the floor. Said, homie, you're too rough, we're cutting you off. You're not drinking anymore. Dragging my body up the hill to mi canton. The bar's 5 minutes away, but it took me an hour to get home. I've learned my lesson. Rule number one of the cantina: don't mix cerveza with tequila. I've learned is don't mix cerveza with tequila. I'm warning you.
And further north in California lies the Orange County city of Newport Beach, one of our other finalists tonight in the quest for Starbucks. They have a population of 86,000. It's been ranked as the richest city in the United States by at least one website and somehow has managed to obtain a Mediterranean climate. Humphrey Bogart, Shirley Temple, John Wayne, and Chuck Norris have all lived here, but none are as noteworthy as the alternative metal band Sugar Ray. And so we come to our final contestant in the semifinal tonight, and that is College Park, Maryland. They are the unknown quantity in these semifinals, the only remaining contender east of the Mississippi. A very small city clocking in at only 25,000 people. College Park has one of the oldest airports in the world, in continuing operation since 1909. And that's about it. The only famous people known to have come from College Park are university administrator, coach, and politician Curly Bird, former county executive William W. Gullett, and ice hockey player Jason Wolf, who played for the New Mexico Scorpions before the New Mexico Scorpions went out of business last year. We don't have any music from College Park, Maryland, because we weren't able to find any. We're sorry. But let's give a hand for all the contestants tonight. As we move closer, all right. It's good to see so many young people here as well. And we also want to just give a shout out to all the teams, or not teams, their cities, their people, their places. But we just want to recognize them one at a time. First, of course, well, not of course, but just because that's the order it happened to come out in, is Oklahoma City. So we have some Oklahoma City fans here. What do they call them? The Sooners, the Stoolies, the... I forget. I'm sure I'll find out. Yeah, I can't read your lips. I'm sorry. But okay. And then, of course, we also have San Diego. All right. California contingent here. Very cool. Very cool. Good to see you guys here. All right. Yeah, put your top back on. That's not right here. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. And then also Newport Beach. And God. No, wait, be nice, people, hold on. They're from California, too, with the same people are doing this. No, guys, that's really uncalled for. It's also making a mess. All right. And also College Park. Oh, boy. All right, I see College Park doesn't have many fans either. All right, so this is strictly, all right, we get it. All right. Get it out of your system. Oh, boy, I hope they don't win. Get it out of your system. Go ahead. Okay. All right. We're going to do the drawing now. All right, good. All right, have their rapt attention here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to reach across the table and click the button that I've been clicking since January to eliminate the teams, I guess. Eliminate half of the teams, and we'll be down to two after tonight, and we'll find out what the final will be on December 7th between what two cities to determine where the first Starbucks I ever go to in my life will be. And I had no idea it would mean this much to so many people, but boy, it's not the first time I've been surprised, is it? Okay, ready? Everybody ready? Oh, some people biting their fingers and everything. Okay, here we go. I have pushed the button. And... okay, somebody couldn't handle the stress in there. Make sure he gets attention. All right. Okay, I'm going to announce the first city to be eliminated. All right. Are we all ready for this? No one has a heart condition or anything like that? All right. The first city to be eliminated is Oklahoma City. Oh, that's not going over well, is it? Yeah, sorry. All right, listen, it's not like the cities are being nuked. And the other one to be eliminated is College Park, Maryland. Well, I thought you'd be happy about that. I think they're just upset about Oklahoma City. I'm sorry. It's a fair drawing. There was nothing I can really do about that. Let me just, all right, everybody just calm down for a second. What we're going to do is we're going to read the fates of each city, okay? All right? Can we do that? Can we have some calm in there? All right. First, the cities that have been eliminated, as we said, cities that have been eliminated, Oklahoma City. I wish I had better news for you guys, but that's how drawings work. I'm sure you've been involved in random drawings before. The other city to be eliminated, and this I thought would make you happy, is College Park, Maryland.
No,
eliminated, not. I will never understand crowds. All right, and now the cities that have gone through, maybe we'll get a happy reaction for this, but Newport Beach, California has made it through. That's no? All right, I know there are San Diego fans in there. San Diego has gone through as well. So San Diego is going to be part of this. Well, I honestly don't. It's really not angry crowd in there. It's a California showdown. We saw this coming actually a few weeks ago. There are no improprieties here at all. I don't know what people are so upset about. I know we have San Diego fans in there. Of course, they were a bit more restrained than the Oklahoma City fans. I think maybe all the problems are being caused by the Oklahoma City people in there. It's really getting a little bit out of hand. I'm going to try and go back to some more actual material, but let me just say that, what we actually have here are two cities that will determine the final Starbucks contenders. I'm so distracted by all this. What are they doing? The final Starbucks cities are going to be Newport Beach, California, and San Diego in California. Oh my God. This is out of hand. Do we have security? I'm turning this down. I'm turning this down. What are they chanting? I don't know what am I supposed to do? Tell me what I'm supposed to do. Somebody give me a clue here. Oh my God. Well, maybe this will be a lesson. Maybe this will teach people not to overdo it when it's just a simple little thing that I announced that, I'd like to go to a Starbucks one day and I've never been to one before. Let's go to one that, and pick it at random. I've learned my lesson. I've learned it well. Okay, now somebody turn all the lights out. That's not good. I'm not happy with this. You know what? I'm going to try and make my way out of here. I really wanted to talk about airport security and things like that, but, you probably turn to any other talk show and hear what they have to say about it because they don't have the kind of lunacy going on that we have here at the station. So I'm going to go out the window, I think. Again, congratulations. I mean this. Congratulations to the finalists, Newport Beach and San Diego. It means definitely next year I will be going to California to settle this. And we saw that coming a few weeks ago when there were, I think, 8 California cities, and then there were 4, and now there's 2. And now there's only 2. Now it's 2 cities in California, Newport Beach and San Diego. Wow. All right. Well, we were going to go out with a piece from one of the winners, a piece from music from one of the winners. But, I think maybe to placate the crowd, we should play a song from one of the losing cities. And since we don't have any music from College Park, Maryland, let's go back to Oklahoma City and hear something from the Flaming Lips. And I'm sorry, everybody. Write to us, otw@2600.com. Have a good night and be safe.
The test is over.